Okay, tell me what happened.
Okay. Yeah, working on a new AI site.
Where at?
Right in Milwaukee Yard, right underneath the I-94 overpass, where I-94 goes over our yard. About, it's got to be a good 130, 140 feet in the air. I was working and I heard a thump, kind of a loud thump, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I heard sirens not too long after that, and one of our CP, one of our railroad police went flying by, and I went, figured I'd go see what was going on now. And somebody had parked their car up on 94 up above and decided to end it all and plummeted off a I-94 overpass where it overpasses our yard and landed not too far from my AI site.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty much dead.
Pretty much?
Well, he was a hamburger.
Oh. How far away was he?
About 300 feet from my site, from the site I was working on.
Is that a big drop?
It was enough to kill him. It's 100 good, got to be a good 100 to 140 feet down.
What did the police do?
The police sat there and argued over whose jurisdiction it was.
Why is that?
Well, because as far as the city was concerned, it belonged to the sheriff's department because he jumped off of I-94. And as far as the sheriff's department was concerned, it belonged to the city of Milwaukee because he landed in the city of Milwaukee.
But what about the CP police?
They just kind of stood there and laughed.
Oh, they laughed at a dead guy?
Well, no, they laughed at the two agencies arguing over whose jurisdiction it was.
Does that happen a lot?
The police arguing?
No, suicide jumping right off the...
Oh, yeah, we get suicide via train.
What's suicide via train?
You go to the train tracks, wait for a train to come by, and when the train's coming by, you walk in front of it.
What does that do to the engineers driving the train?
We have counseling set up for most instances.
Oh.
They also have they also usually bring out the local fire department to wash off the front of the locomotive.
Not much left of people then?
No, not much.
Even if they're in a vehicle?
Well, if they're in a vehicle, then it's more of a mess.
Why?
Then we have to investigate whether or not the crossing worked, and
There's
an investigation. Things get pulled out of service. Locomotives get pulled. Cameras get pulled.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty difficult for everybody involved then.
Yeah, average is within 15 years, it's going to happen to every engineer at least once. On a 15-year basis. If they work for the railroad for 15 years, they'll have it at least happen at least once.
So talk to me about some of the characters on the railroad. You got a lot of people that are like folk legends or...
We have one crazy person.
A crazy person.
Yeah,
he works for the railroad?
We have Epi. He's...
Who?
Epi.
Oh, okay.
He's crazy. He's probably certifiable. Talks to himself. Doesn't work well with others.
Is he well liked or not well liked or?
He's fairly well liked. He's got a memory like a steel trap. It's amazing what he can remember. First time I worked with him, we were dismantling a control box. And I ended up grabbing onto 440 volts, and he kept muttering to himself while I was still laying on the ground, that, yep, I probably should have warned you about that, and he kept muttering that as he walked away. And he was probably muttering that for a good hour. he had a pole, he climbed a pole once, quite a few years ago now, probably about a decade ago, and the pole snapped on him, and down, he'd landed with the pole. Screwed his hips up pretty good.
Was it a big drop?
It was probably about 40 feet.
What's that look like?
Older guy, pretty close to retirement. Strokes get played on Happy.
Why?
Well, because he's crazy, and it's and he's pretty easy to pick on. Somebody found a pitcher once and put it on a bulletin board in... I don't remember which bulletin board anymore, but... It had a picture of a shepherd tending sheep, and the shepherd looked identical to Epi, to the point that he had to take a second look to make sure it wasn't him. And because of that, all over the railroad, you started finding in corners and little spots and down where somebody wearing would see it, you kept seeing Epi Love Sheep all popping up all over the railroad. And every time he'd see it, he would just go ballistic, which was, I guess, half the fun.
Oh, is that why it was written?
Yeah. It was pretty much written so that he would see it.
Oh.
Because it drove him, it was driving him nuts. Not that he needed any help.
Well, if he's like railroad legend for Wisconsin, what are some of the other things that he's done that's made him a legend?
He shut down a main street in Milwaukee for a good part of a day once. He loaded a backhoe onto a trailer, and it was an extended boom backhoe, and he left the boom extended. And if you've ever been downtown Milwaukee, there's a lot of bridges that don't have a lot of clearance, and it didn't make it underneath the bridge. And he flipped the truck stayed upright, but the backhoe and trailer ended up on its side underneath the bridge, and wedged under the bridge, and it took him a good six to eight hours to get it everything done, get it out of there, and then just to verify that the bridge was still able to hold the train overhead.
Oh, so it was a railroad bridge?
Yeah, it was a railroad overpass.
Didn't do anything to the bridge?
No.
Oh.
No, that thing's pretty durable.
So he is kind of like a local Milwaukee legend because of that, huh?
Yeah. In fact, for a long time it was painted on the steel girders as you approach the bridge, it was painted Effie's Bridge on there. Somebody went a couple nights later and painted that on the side of the bridge.